This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. There has been an 88% increase in the number of heroin-related deaths in Maryland since 2011. That's according to a new report from Maryland's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. What's driving the surge? How can it be stopped? Those are questions that Governor Martin O'Malley and state health officials are trying to answer. And with us now by phone is the state's top health official, Maryland Health Secretary Joshua Sharfstein. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And also with me is Derek Hunt, Acting Director of Community Risk Reduction in the Baltimore City Health Department. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
The number of heroin-related deaths had been trending down for the most part from 2007 to 2011, and then it shot up in 2012. Secretary Sharfstein, do you know what's driving the increase?
Well, we know two things. We know that heroin is cheaper and more available than it has been in decades. And we also know that it's increasingly laced with a very potent drug called fentanyl. And we're seeing, I think, a combination of those things in the setting of a lot of people getting addicted to opiate pain medications, just being a deadly combination. We have more people who are addicted to opiates, and then there's heroin, cheap and plentiful, and laced with this very, very dangerous substance.
And the fentanyl, does that show up in most of the deaths?
It shows up in a lot of deaths. It used to be one or two a month from fentanyl, and now we can get 20, almost 30 a month. And this increase in heroin deaths is not just being seen in Maryland. It's being seen up and down the East Coast, and it is just a shocking and very, very dangerous trend.
What do the numbers tell us about who is dying of heroin-related overdoses? Young, old, black, white?
It's pretty diverse. It used to be in Maryland that most of the heroin was concentrated in Baltimore City, and there was a huge focus on expanding access to drug treatment, and in fact, there was a two-thirds reduction in heroin overdoses as treatment expanded. Just a massive success story.
And now, that was about when?
That was by 2009, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened, as this surge has happened, it has taken the whole state with it. You see it in Baltimore City, but you see it quite a bit in the county, in Frederick, in the Eastern Shore, Southern Maryland, Western Maryland. It is everywhere, and you also see that the demography has changed a bit. It is generally people in the middle years, not too young, not too old, but of all races, males and females, and across the state.
And do you think that the numbers that you see in the morgue, the numbers of people who die, or the profile of that group reflects the overall profile of users?
I think that it probably is telling us something about the profile of users and how it's changed. I think that we're seeing, just like for a while we were seeing quite a lot of prescription drug use around the state, now that is transitioning over to heroin. And I think that there's something real there. Maryland has some of the best statistics on this problem because all unexplained deaths, the bodies go to one building in Baltimore and the same basic protocol is run on them. So we have the advantage of very good and timely data on overdoses.
Derek Hunt, you train heroin users in Baltimore how to administer naloxone, a drug that can prevent heroin overdoses. The first thing the people you train have to do is recognize
an overdose. Yes.
What are they looking for?
They're looking for see if the person is unconscious, if they're responsive in any way, if there's any change of color in their skin, any forms of shallow breathing or irregular breathing, and if they're saying that, we then train them exactly what steps to take to try to reverse that.
And what are the steps?
Well, the first step would be to rouse and stimulate. The second thing would be to make sure that their airways, if they're not responding, make sure their airways are open. Call 911. Start performing rescue breathing, because that's one of the first things to go to breathing, your respiratory.
And this is like CPR?
Correct.
Breathe into their mouth?
Correct, exactly.
Although now they say you don't have to do that for CPR, that chest compressions
right,
do it.
But with an overdose, you'd want to perform the rescue breathing.
Okay.
And then you want to enter Narcan, the naloxone.
Okay. If you've trained people who are using,
mm-hmm,
and they're the ones having the overdose,
well,
what happens?
When we started this program, what we did was we trained people in couples. So if you had two individuals that actually lived together, or they, you know, used together a lot, they would come in couples to be trained. So the law has recently been changed where they're doing friends and families overdose prevention now. So if you had a son, daughter, husband, whatever the case might be in your house that was using, then you could take the training. Therefore, if by chance they was to go into an opiate overdose, then you could bring them out of it.
In fact, if I can jump in, there was a law that was passed in Maryland thanks to the advocacy of parents who lost their children and Senator Klausmeier in Baltimore County. And the law has allowed us to set up programs, and eventually it'll be every county in Maryland. We've already trained more than 1,400 people to be able to give naloxone, so they have naloxone. And it's just as Derek said, it's to family members, people who work in treatment programs, people who live in communities who are interested in being able to basically be a hero. And we have a major statewide outreach campaign to recruit people, teach them the signs that Derek went through, as well as make available naloxone to them.
On 88.1, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Maryland's Health Secretary Joshua Sharfstein and with Derek Hunt, Acting Director of Community Risk Reduction in the Baltimore City Health Department. We're talking about the spike in heroin-related deaths in Maryland. The Washington Post quoted Governor O'Malley at a press conference about drug overdoses last week. Quote, "If we want to save more lives, we're going to have to change what we're doing. We're going to have to do more of the things that we know work and do them more broadly," close quote. Secretary Sharfstein, do we know what works?
We do to a pretty good extent. We know that getting people into drug treatment is the most important thing to keep them alive. And it's been proven to extend life and reduce the risk of overdose, and particularly in other parts of the state where they haven't had the intensive treatment resources that Baltimore City has had, that's a very important priority to be able to connect people. And part of our campaign is working closely with 211. So anywhere in the state, people can call 211 and get referred into drug treatment. The other thing that we know works when it comes to homicides is a intense interdisciplinary, interagency focus on data to really understand a particular problem. Homicides are down in Maryland, they're down in the city, and to a certain extent that is based on an incredible level of coordination. And even though there are far more deaths from overdose than there are from homicide in Maryland, we've never really applied that approach to overdose until recently, until the governor's executive order. And we now are bringing in data from the criminal justice system, from prisons, from the Department of Juvenile Services and the Department of Human Resources, and we're trying to get a picture of where and what the characteristics are of people who are overdosing and use that to be able to intervene when, for example, people have near misses. We want to take advantage of that, just like you might say someone who's shot once might be at high risk of getting shot again in certain areas of the state. Someone who almost dies of an overdose is a pretty high risk of overdosing. And so we're trying to learn a lot of the lessons from the successful work on homicides to apply to this.
I'm a little confused, though, because I hear you talking about how to approach it. We've talked about this before, you and I. It was just about a year ago that you spent an hour with Dan Rodericks talking about this same problem. How is the state's plan to reduce overdose deaths different than last year's?
I think the main thing that's different is the work that we're doing with other agencies on the homicide model and the fact that we've been able to see some of the things we were planning last year come to fruition. So last year we started planning a statewide outreach campaign. We're now implementing that. Each of the counties last year we started planning to allow them to see all the details of overdoses, much like is done with homicides, where people look at, like, what exactly happened and can we learn from that case. We now have three teams going on around the state that are actually looking at the details of the overdose deaths in the state. So I think it's a combination of a number of things that we started last year and we're seeing come to fruition, and also the intensity of the statewide response. And, for example, we now have the state police committing to carry naloxone. We have all the local BLS ambulances carrying naloxone. There's just an enormous focus across state, local government on this problem. It is just it is at this point not something we have under control. I think the governor made that pretty clear. We're getting prepared for additional efforts. As you may know, the Vermont governor dedicated his entire State of the State address to heroin and drug abuse in New York, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. They're just enormous jumps up, particularly in heroin. And we're part of that, and we need to do everything possible, because right now this is one of the most pressing and growing public health crises we're facing.
I appreciate you talking to us about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joshua Sharfstein is Maryland State Health Secretary. Derek Hunt is Acting Director of Community Risk Reduction in the Baltimore City Health Department. We have more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass. Just ahead, usage of a different sort. Stay with us on 88.1.